It's actually a collaboration that we did with a place in St Albans called Beer Shop. Beer Shop was set up over a year ago by one of the guys here, who also happens to be called Ben. And our beer's always on draft there. That's always on tap. But people were saying, can't Trim do something a bit more hoppy, basically? Mm-hmm. You know, we'd got Side Pocket, we got Crowning Glory and Moongazing, but they weren't punchy enough for some people. So he almost laid down the gauntlet and said, look, we'll suggest some styles. Let's work together to create something a bit different. So that's where Pale 4 has come from. Now, in terms of style, it's really, it's sort of a West Coast, an American West Coast pale. The 4 comes from the fact that it's got 4 hops that make up the main kind of hop ingredients. So we've got American Simcoe, American Citra, Amarillo, and then we head to the Southern Hemisphere for some Australian Galaxy. Now, it's brewed with those 4 hops, and they're all going in sort of boil and post-boil. We've got the addition of Munich, Cara, rye crystal malt, there's a bit of wheat in there, Maris Otter, and the first batch we brewed, we used American yeast as well, rather than our own. We've done some successive brews, and we've now settled on using our yeast again. After we've brewed this and fermented it, we then transfer it from our fermenting vessel into a tank that we refer to as the Rocket, and it sits in there, goes through an additional 7 days conditioning, but we throw in another load of Citra hops, so we've got a dry hopping process in addition to everything that's gone in. And the result is a 4.6% pale. It's not overly pale, it's more golden, and it's pretty punchy, and we're exceptionally pleased with the results. We've done 2 cask runs which sold out in record time. We've done 1 bottle run, and I think we've probably got, of 5,500 bottles, we've probably got maybe 300 left.
Wow.
That's all gone in the best part of a month. I think this beer is set to potentially become the new Side Pocket. It's been very well received.
So what kind of thing are we expecting to taste from the beer?
What we've got here is, you've got a lot of body, so all of the different malts that are in there are all going to give you different layers of flavour. So you're going to get some nuttiness in there, and that's primarily going to come from the Munich and the rye crystal. The caramel in there is going to give you a little bit of sweetness, and then you've obviously got your hop characteristics coming in. Initially on the palate, it's not overly bitter, and what you will get on the nose is sort of grapefruit and orange, maybe it's sort of very, very slight marmalade characteristic. Mm-hmm. And then as you go through it, that sort of orange characteristic fades, there's a little bit more sort of grapefruit, lychee, a bit more freshness, and then it disappears. It's got a really nice bittering level to it, so it's not one of those beers where the bitterness just sits on the palate and just builds and builds every time you take a mouthful, because those styles of beers, and you know, don't get me wrong, they work really well, but we want people to be able to, you know, kind of go and have a couple of pints in that, not to have one pint and feel like their taste buds and, you know, their tongue has just been completely stripped. I've had experience with that, I'm sure you have.
Definitely.
You sort of sit down and you kind of think, I love that beer, I couldn't drink another one. The bottle version isn't bottle conditioned, so effectively what we have done with that is it's cold filtered.
Right.
We don't pasteurise it. We always go for a cold filtering process, and then it's just softly recarbonated to try and, you know, to get it as close to the level of sort of condition and carbonation that you'd expect from a draft product.